clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
PXY. Let's spit some hot fire this morning, shall we?
We shall.
585-252-9800 is the number to call if you need to clear the air and get something off your chest. Okay, anything goes for the next 6 minutes. I'm starting the timer right now.
Pick me.
Go ahead, Breeze.
So mine for today is this, and I feel like I've said it before, but I don't care. I'll say it again. Halloween Oreos are superior to any other Oreo that they've ever made, ever. There, I said it. They taste better. They look better. They're more fun. And
it's the same cookie with orange frosting.
Nope. It's thicker. It tastes different. It's better.
It's thicker.
You can't tell me any different. It's not as thin as a regular, and it's not as thick as a double stuff. It's somewhere in between, and it is sheer perfection. I bought a carton yesterday. Half of it's gone. I don't care. No shame.
Did you see the Instagram video of them taking a blowtorch to an Oreo and it for like 90 seconds and it didn't melt?
That's called innovative.
What the hell is this cookie made out of?
That's called innovative.
You can take a blowtorch to an Oreo and it's fine.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger, Moose, you know?
No, it kills you later. Let's go over to Craig. This is an aggressive text this morning. People who walk into a bathroom and immediately start talking on speakerphone like everyone cares about your conversation. I will punch you with my eyes. There, I said it.
I dare you, Craig. I dare you.
Punch you with
Come find me in the ladies' room.
Kelsey says people who park diagonally across two spots because they'll only be a minute are some of the loneliest people I have ever met. There, I said it. Yeah, well, if you get a chance to meet them. They are lonely.
Yeah, that's on period.
I saw somebody do that yesterday in Fairport.
I don't see the correlation, but you have the science behind it, so you do what you need to do. Oh my God, excuse me. This person says, lack in leadership and communication from management is the number one reason why most senior employees decide to leave. There, I said it. Okay, Janine. Not Janine, putting in her 2 weeks.
I know, right? So, yeah. Let's go over to Gina. What's up, Gina? Gina says, hi, Moose and Breezy. Men out here in Rochester acting baller and driving cars they can't afford with a credit score of 400 or less. Get your priorities straight. There, I said it. Yeah. But you know what they say. You got to fake it until you make it.
But they do say that.
Oh, Breeze.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the outside of the car looks good. We've souped it up, but the engine and the transmission are failing day by day.
You got to get that check engine light fixed.
So important.
Got to do it. I think mine for today is... Can we all please stop saying to one another, we should catch up soon? None of us mean it. Stop it. You're lying. There, I said it.
We should really catch up soon.
Never have I ever.
Yeah.
I don't have time. Never have I ever.
Yeah, I mean, I hear it all the time, and I don't think people are sincere when they say it. They're trying to be polite.
Miss me with that.
We should get beer soon. We should get a drink soon. Let's catch up.
No, thank you. This person says mayonnaise is the most vile food in the world. There, I said it.
It's one of my favorite condiments. You guys should try putting it on eggs or fries.
And that's why cholesterol is so high.
It's better than just putting it in a tuna fish. Trust me on that. Let's go to over Scott this morning. Mechanics who explain the problem in words you don't understand and then charge you double what it should cost all deserve what's coming to them. Yeah.
I'll take it a step further and say this. If you do a job that I don't understand, I don't care what you're doing. I don't care how it works. I don't care how you're fixing it. I don't know. I don't need a play-by-play. I don't need to know. Don't tell me. Don't waste my time. Just do it because... The 5 minute interaction we just had of you explaining to me what you're going to do, I don't care. I don't.
Go see my friends at the Eyed Family of Dealerships. It really is as easy as 1, 2, 3.
They won't explain anything to you. Perfect.
I love listening to you guys in the morning. This is coming in from Pete. But your show is too early. I don't typically wake up until 11 each day. So kind of lunchtime. And this is so early for me because I have a doctor appointment. You guys rock. There, I said it.
Yeah, we rock the rock.
PDP, can you imagine waking up at 11 every single day?
My dream.
No. Truly my dream. That gives me anxiety thinking about it.
My dream.
Let's go over to a couple more people for There, I said it this morning. Some people need to stop jumping from one relationship to the next. You don't need a partner. You need a therapist in 6 months to be alone. There, I said it. I couldn't agree more.
Why are we breaking up? Well, I need to work on myself. I need to find myself. 5 minutes later on Tinder. Oh, okay.
When people do say, I need to go and find myself, what does that typically mean?
They need to find themselves in someone else's bed.
No, but...
That's my experience.
No. God, here we go. When somebody says, I need to go and find myself, are they saying that they're searching for a part of themselves that's lost or they have yet to find? What does it mean?
Think the person who's saying it knows what it means.
Are they just trying to get your crap together? Is that what that means?
I don't know. Or the people that are like, I need to be alone. And then they're like on every dating app ever. I'm like, wait, what? Okay, it's not.
My buddy Ross.
No, fully. So, Ross catches strays on this show more than anyone I've ever met.
Well, he's got to come in.
More than Mennonites. That says a lot.
Yeah. Let's go over to one more here. This morning, you guys, I completely blew up the bathroom at the Starbucks on Culver Road. And to the woman who went in right after me with her coffee, I'm really sorry. I hope you have a better rest of your day. That's very sweet of you.
Is there a Starbucks on Culver Road? Not me ordering.
Right. Where is there Starbucks in Culver?
I don't think there is, but maybe she's confused. She literally blew it up so hard she has no idea what
it's a she? I thought this was a guy texting.
I don't know. It's open to interpretation.
Oh, it really is. I'm gonna go with it. It's most likely a woman. They get away with this type of stuff way too much. And let me tell you guys something right now. 90% of the time you go into a public place, I don't care if it's a bar or restaurant, and somebody passed gas, 90% of the time it's a woman because she knows she can get away with it in public.
The other 10% is you.
That's right.
To PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. All right, so here's the situation. Dennis Sutton, who owns Salinger's on East Ave, said he's still heartbroken over the loss of his friend and longtime employee, Henry Brown of Rochester. The last time we spoke about Henry, I think, was back in June when he was struck by a car. That was June 14th, and he was killed as he was walking home on South Union Street. The man who was convicted of hitting him and leaving the scene was 34-year-old Lionel Yaspana, who was driving under the influence and left the scene. This is his fifth DWI-related arrest.
I can't.
Five. 10 days later.
How do you still have a license?
I don't know. 10 days later, he turned himself into the police. Yesterday, he appeared in court where he entered a not guilty plea. Crazy. I mean, he clearly
turned himself in. Right.
He has a drinking problem. Monroe County Assistant District Attorney Drew Croft said the same exact thing. He said, so because he's refused to face his problem head on, the prosecutor is looking for him to receive state prison time. And then not long before the crash, dude, this guy was in a bar nearby. He consumed 12 drinks in a 2-hour period, then got in his car and drove. Think about that. You just had 12 drinks in a couple hours with 4 DWIs already under your belt, and you still drove. And then this was the outcome. Hitting someone and killing them.
Yeah.
It's so sad to think about. So now he has a total of 5. I don't see how they would
ever. He's going to prison.
Clearly, but I don't see how you would ever give this guy a driver's license ever again after that. Henry Brown worked at the downtown bar Salinger's for 29 years as a security guard. I know I met him a handful of times in the years that he's been there. Always at the door, checking IDs. I think it was a couple weeks ago they celebrated his life right at Salinger's. But it was such a sad, sad turn of events that took place back in June. So this guy is definitely, hopefully he gets the help he desperately needs.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show, what do you do when someone you love is getting married, but one of the guests is the person who traumatized you years ago? It's a situation with really no easy answer, but I want to share...
Literally me going to any wedding with my ex.
Right. I want to share with you this situation a close friend of mine shared with me, and I'm very curious to hear from you guys on how you would handle something like this. Coming up next on the show. Stay there.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. I wanted to bring this up this morning because it's a really difficult situation that a friend of a friend is facing right now, which I could imagine would be heavy on the heart for anyone who's gone through something similar. So it's tough, but a friend of mine from high school calls me, who now lives out of state, and we catch up maybe once or twice a month, something like that. And he starts telling me that someone we used to be friends with is getting married soon.
Okay.
But her maid of honor, someone very close to her, has made the decision to not attend. And the reason is because the groom's cousin, who will be at the wedding, allegedly took advantage of her back in high school.
Okay.
The both of them went to separate schools, but my buddy, who I'll call him Jeff, tells me that when the two of them many years ago were at a party, everyone was drinking and allegedly she was assaulted, and the impact of that trauma has stayed with her. Can't blame her.
Yeah.
It was a really heavy situation. So now she's deciding that she doesn't want to attend the wedding and stand next to her best friend as the maid of honor because the groom's cousin will be there and he's the one that assaulted her back in high school. And I,
how old are they now? Older?
30s?
Like, yeah.
Maybe 30s, but I don't know if there was any repercussions from that or anything like that. And I'm listening to this story and I'm like, oh my God, I have no idea what the right decision is here. On one hand, she wants to support her friend on the most important day of her life. I mean, she's the maid of honor. And then on the other hand, attending the wedding would mean being in the same space as someone who caused her a ton of trauma and pain.
Yeah.
So regardless if it happened 20 years ago, I mean, that's not the point. The question is, especially for you guys, I mean, how do you, what do you do in this situation?
What advice do you have for this person, right? Because it's definitely a unique situation and everyone deals with trauma completely differently.
Right.
And it's something that you need to figure out what is more important to you. And it's not even a sense of importance because you are so traumatized from a situation that you don't know if you can focus on the task at hand. I think, and I don't know when the wedding is or the timeline of that or anything like that, but I think there should have been therapy prior to help her get through the situation, whether it be the situation as a whole or the situation as she is kind of recounting and reliving and refacing this person and this problem and this assault that she basically went through.
The wedding is November. So I tell my friend Jeff, I said, why can't the groom have a conversation with his cousin about this? It's his family, so it should be his responsibility at the end of the day. But I mean, I want to hear from you guys, 585-252-9800, if you have advice on handling a situation like this. Shoot us a call or text because I'm very interested to hear how other people would handle this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I know, according to my buddy Jeff, it's been really rough because she definitely wants to go to this wedding, but at the same time, she wants nothing to do with the groom's cousin that she had this horrible experience with years ago.
How would you handle this situation? I mean, I feel like for myself, again, I've never been in that situation, but I've had friends that have been in that situation, not the wedding per se, but the other stuff as well. I feel like when you love someone enough, you will show up for them. But if it's too painful, you can't fault that person, right?
No, of course not.
But it's not like she's a guest. She's the maid of honor. Like, she has a huge role in the day, in the wedding, in the planning process, everything in between.
The bachelorette party.
Yeah.
I mean,
all that stuff is obviously like since gone and passed, but
yeah,
it's,
which by the way, now that you mentioned that, I don't even know if she was a part of the bachelorette, if it had anything to do with planning it. One of the texts said, Moose, thanks for sharing the story. If it were me, I'd focus on communication. The bride should know why her maid of honor can't be there. And I'm pretty sure she does. But she should be understanding. Support her doesn't always mean showing up physically.
But, okay, can we take something else into consideration here about the fact that when you're getting married and you're planning a wedding and you're doing all the things, obviously I know all about it. I've been in eight, so
right.
I pretty much well-adversed in the topic. It's very stressful. And the thoughts and feelings and opinions of the people attending your wedding are simply not top priority. Yes, I agree the situation is a little different because it's like her best friend, her like right hand besides the person she's marrying. It's probably the second most important person there. But if Aunt Kathy and Uncle Joe like don't like each other and they're sitting at the same table, I'm sorry. I don't care. That's not really what I'm focused on right now.
It's not the first priority.
I'm paying, you know, invoices. I'm planning tablescapes. I'm doing all the things, and your comfortability at my wedding.
This is the groom's,
doesn't matter.
This is the groom's problem to solve. Just
that is true.
Uninvite the cousin.
You really think so? They're family, though, that opens up a whole can of worms with the family and everything else.
The bride clearly knows why her best friend is not going to stand with her. So you're telling me this bride didn't have this heart-to-heart conversation with her husband and said, figure it out? If someone in your family did something awful, you step up. You don't just ignore it.
I think that if she did that, though, or if he did that, excuse me, it would be family altering.
Well, probably.
I think that the family dynamic would never be the same.
Let me go over to Chrissy. The groom needs to have a serious conversation with his cousin, and if possible, keep him away from the maid of honor during the wedding.
Yeah.
I mean, you can only do so much on your wedding day.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, the comfortability of my guests is not my top priority. Although, like I said, she is the most important person other than the person I'm marrying. Here's another thought. I don't know. This is so hard, though, because it's like, would it just be easier for the bride and groom to just be like, okay, then don't come? Because then they would just be constantly worrying about it the entire time.
On your wedding day, you have enough worries and stress going on, I would assume. This is the last
Correct.
Thing they want to think about.
Correct.
It might be easier for the maid of honor to just not be there. If that's the situation and she's like, I can't do it, then fine. If that's your best friend and you know what she went through with this idiot that's there from 20 years ago, then you're just probably going to say, I understand.
Right. Absolutely.
No, fine. You know, because it is going to be messy if then she gets involved and
or like drinks are involved and now we're drinking and now someone says something and like
or the groom's cousin gets he could be one of those guys.
That's what I'm saying.
He gets drunk. All of a sudden he wants to approach her and start talking about stuff that maybe that's going to be really bad.
Yeah. And now grandma's like involved too somehow. I don't know. It's insane.
Someone wrote in uninvite the cousin. He is the predator. He should have the consequences. He should be the one not attending the wedding, not the maid of honor. Yeah, you got to.
That is true. Because honestly, in a way, it's kind of victim blaming. To be like, okay, then don't come.
You got to put safety and mental health first. Because I get it's her friend and weddings are important, but not more important than your emotional well-being. So if this girl is still traumatized from what happened 20 years ago, then don't go to the wedding.
It's a tough situation.
Hopefully the bride understands.
Yeah, it's a tough situation.
Thank you guys for the messages on this. We appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.